Om aginatamarandas yagananjanasa lakaya chaksurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave maha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati sva padantikam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama here. Hare Krishna. It's okay? Yes? Is this flute too loud? Can't. It's okay. Okay. So this is a presentation about faith. I was reading Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, and I came across a startling sentence. In the ninth chapter, third verse in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says it is only by faith one can advance in Krishna consciousness. So I started thinking about faith, where it comes from, and the different types of faith, and also sometimes why it wanes in a devotee's life. So this presentation is based on that. Sometimes people talk about unpacking, but this is more like an exploration. It's just the very beginning of this investigation dedicated to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who himself is the embodiment of faith, from whose example we can understand the power of faith in our lives. So we begin with an overview, what faith means, where it comes from, different kinds of faith, and what happens if one has fixed faith. And then who can be faithful to Krishna, which people can and which people are less inclined to be faithful to Krishna. Why does faith wax and wane? And then the characteristics of those who are faithless, and those who are doubtful, and those who are faithful. And then finally, the conclusion, full faith in Krishna. But many of the pictures that were taken that are inserted in this presentation are from Vrindavan 40 years ago. Today, Vrindavan doesn't look as it does in these pictures. The first one was of the Madan Mohan temple, Sanatana Goswami's temple. And this is a bridge basi. So, a dictionary definition of faith is a good place to begin. One definition from the dictionary is complete trust or confidence in someone or something, which is very similar to the definition from our acharyas. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, faith is complete conviction that simply by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life. So this is from Madhya Lila, chapter 22. The Bengali is Shraddha Shabde Vishvas Kahi Shudridha Nischai Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritahai. So these words, Sarva Karma, that means all activities, Kritahai, are completed by Krishna Bhakti. Then we find also in the dictionary, this is spiritual faith. The dictionary has another definition, strong belief in the doctrines of a religion. And that's very similar to a statement that Srila Prabhupada makes in the beginning of his Bhagavad Gita. Religion conveys the idea of faith, and faith may change. One may have faith in a particular process, and he may change this faith and adopt another. And Prabhupada gives the example that sometimes Hindus will become Muslims, and so forth. So this is considered material faith. It's fairly straightforward. Each one of us has this quality of faith within us. Prabhupada says everyone has a particular type of faith, regardless of what he is. So it's a quality inherent within us. Originally, it's spiritual because its origin is Krishna, the Supreme Spirit. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Everything emanates from him. Janmadyasya Yataha. He is the source of everything. This is the Parikrama path in Vrindavan. Krishna Krishna also says, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests on me as pearls are strung on a thread. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everyone follows my path in all respects. From me come knowledge, come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So looking at these verses, these words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can understand Krishna has complete faith in himself. We are part and parcel of Krishna, integral parts of him. So as he has full faith in himself, we naturally have full faith in him. So one may ask, well, if he has full faith in himself, shouldn't we have full faith in ourselves? And the answer is that for one who is an unalloyed devotee, yes. We see how much confidence Prabhupada had. He would sometimes say, I have no training in science, and yet I can talk to scientists and convince them about this philosophy. But for one who is a conditioned soul, they are beset by these qualities of imperfect senses, tendency to be illusioned, to make mistakes, to cheat. And so they certainly cannot have full faith in themselves. Whatever faith they exhibit is really hollow. When our original pure faith is covered by material nature, it becomes mundane. As long as one's faith is not completely in purified goodness, the faith is subject to contamination by any of the modes of nature. Thus, we find different types of faith in this world, and there are different types of religion due to different types of faith. This is from Prabhupada's purport in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So we have a choice where we place our faith. This is our minute independence. And we're meant to do this consciously, not just to adopt the faith of those people around us. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Faith directed towards spiritual life is in the mode of goodness. Faith rooted in fruitive work is in the mode of passion. Faith residing in irreligious activities is in the mode of ignorance. But faith in my devotional service is purely transcendental. And Prabhupada instructs us, one has to consider things carefully with intelligence in the association of a bona fide spiritual master. Thus one can change his position to a higher mode of nature. So it's not that we're locked in to whatever situation we're in, but we have intelligence, we have minute independence. We're supposed to use that in Krishna's service. Now, the word for faith in Sanskrit is Shraddha. And etymologically, Shrut means the heart and Da means the place. So Shraddha can be understood as where the heart rests. So where do we want our heart to rest? Srila Prabhupada's directives are that we want it to rest at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is Sri Sri Radha Raman, the worshipable deity of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, present in Vrindavan, beautifully worshipped. When our god sister Jamuna was in charge of establishing deity worship for the Krishna Balaram temple, and Srila Prabhupada instructed her to go to this temple, Sri Sri Radha Raman, to learn the fine art of deity worship. And here are some bridge bhasis engaged in service to Krishna through chanting. These women gather every morning for hours and chant the Maha Mantra. Vrindavan is the place of faith, and inspires faith in those who go there. So then we can look at the results of one who has spiritual faith. Prabhupada says, this process is very simple. One need only be firmly convinced by the spiritual master that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one decides this, he can make further progress by thinking of Krishna, chanting of Krishna, and glorifying him. There is then no doubt that such a fully surrendered devotee will receive the blessings of Lord Krishna. So from spiritual faith comes spiritual blessings, divine blessings. It's one result. Also, for one who has implicit faith in Krishna and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. So from divine faith comes transcendental knowledge. Having some faith in me in this Krishna consciousness process is the first and only requirement for getting actual wisdom. If there is faith, understanding will follow. And as your understanding increases, so will your disgust with the spell of illusory energy. And when you voluntarily give up your entanglements in the material world, then progress is assured. So from faith comes wisdom, detachment, spiritual progress. Such a powerful quality. Another result of faith, courage. And we have the incredible example of Srila Prabhupada leaving India at such an advanced age with no support from India, not knowing anyone in America, but with full faith in the instructions of his spiritual master. And with that faith of his came incredible ability. His prayer on the Jaladutta when he arrived, O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercies that I will be able to convince them about your message. So how much power his faith gave him. This is the Parikrama path taken from Madan Mohan Hilltop 40-something years ago. So the question is, who can be faithful to Krishna? And Prabhupada makes the statement that if we've passed our lives following regulative principles and we've acted piously, we've conquered sinful reactions, then those fortunate persons can rise to devotional service and pure knowledge of the Lord. It seems quite clear, but as often happens, it's contradicted in another place. Here we have a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that clearly says, pure devotional service cannot be had by pious activities in hundreds and thousands of lives. Hare Krishna. Can only be attained by one price, intense greed. So how do we resolve this? And as all apparent contradictions from the scriptures, it can be resolved very satisfyingly. We understand also from Prabhupada's purport that there are different types of pious activities. Just as there's different types of faith, there's also different types of pious activities. So there's those that awaken one's dormant Krishna consciousness. There's those that bestow material opulence, like wealth or fame or good education or a high birth, different forms of material opulence. And a third type that enables one to merge into the Supreme. These last two, Prabhupada says, are not actually fortunate. They are fortunate when they help one become Krishna conscious. The good fortune of Krishna consciousness is attainable only when one comes in contact with a devotee. By associating with a devotee willingly or unwillingly, One advances in devotional service, and thus one's dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened. I recently read an autobiography of a saint who lived 1,500 years ago, Saint Augustine, Confessions of Saint Augustine, and the subtitle is From Sinner to Sainthood. And I was curious, and actually this personality was very antagonistic to religion, and he was transformed by meeting a Christian father, his name was Ambrose, who convinced him, both by his personal qualities, he convinced St. Augustine by his personal qualities, and by his presentation of the teachings of the Bible. So this is the idea that one who has this valuable quality of faith can give it to others, and otherwise it is not attainable. Here is Srila Prabhupada in 1972 in the Radha-Damodara temple giving his association to the aspiring devotees. So why does faith sometimes wane? We can sometimes see that in others and sometimes experience it within ourselves. And there are many reasons. We just heard that we acquire faith by associating with one who has it, so we lose faith when we associate with those who do not have it. Prabhupada, from the very beginning, requested us to follow certain principles. If we fail to do that, we may lose faith. We may think, if I do this for 5 years, I'll become an exalted personality, and after 5 years, if we're not, we may become discouraged. We may look around and see devotees being manipulative or exploiting or cheating in some way, and that may discourage us and make our faith wane. And we may think, well, I've served the Society of Devotees for so many years, now I should get certain benefits, certain privileges, and if those don't come, we may be discouraged. It's also explained that by proceeding with bhakti, one can get certain privileges like fame, worship, and wealth, and if we use those for ourselves rather than in Krishna's service, that will also cause our faith to wane. We have the story of Sudama Vipra in the 10th canto, who was a very poor Brahmin, but Krishna gave him incredible wealth, and his determination was to use that only in Krishna's service. And in that way, his advancement was assured. This is from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We fall into the pit of false arguments, or the whirlpools of unfortunate situations. And also a very big reason why faith wanes is due to offenses. So this is a point, perhaps if there's time, we can discuss these points together. These pictures are also from the Parikrama path in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So now we can look at the characteristics of those who are faithless, of those who are doubtful, and of those who have faith. So the faithless are quite clear in their exhibition. They're envious of and angry at Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that he speaks Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna because Arjuna is not envious. And the faithless feel that serving him, since it doesn't produce money or anything else that they want, so it's not a valuable way to use their time. And they tend to be very restless and dissatisfied. And they also are disrespectful to the scriptures. So Krishna remains out of their view. And we come to doubt. Doubt is very interesting. Prabhupada says that doubt is a function of the intelligence. Prabhupada would sometimes say he didn't want blind followers. Doubtfulness in the beginning is good. There's a very renowned atheist in the world today. His name is Richard Dawkins. He wrote a book that became a bestseller called The God Delusion. And in one interview, this Richard Dawkins said, he is 99% sure there is no God. So that means he has 1% of doubt. So that's very good. From that doubt may grow and cause him to be faithless in his atheism and have more faith in theism. But I was reflecting on that, and if anyone had asked Prabhupada, he is 100% sure of Krishna's presence and Krishna's qualities. Doubting is not favorable when information is received from the proper source. The study to determine whether one's identity is spiritual or material begins in doubt. So we come now to the characteristics of those who are faithful. They execute the orders of the spiritual master despite everything. And we have the shining example of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And they know from Krishna's statement in the Gita, Arjuna's statement, that his devotee never perishes. And even in their distress, they know that that is coming from Krishna. Faith, firm faith, means complete trust. That if I'm in distress, God is putting me in distress, but still I trust Him. They're not hankering and they're not lamenting. And they're happy, because they're free from doubt. Also, as we learned before, they're detached from this material world and the pains that it brings. And along with that detachment, they're forgiving, simple, respectful, are in a positive mood always, are eager to engage in the nine processes of bhakti, have great hope in Krishna's kindness, and a grateful heart. So, we learned faith is unflinching trust in Krishna. Prabhupada also says unflinching faith or unflinching trust in something sublime. It's present within each of us, but at the present moment, it's covered by the modes of material nature. By contacting a devotee, those modes dissipate, and we become covered again through offenses. The one who has complete faith is also completely happy. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and am prepared to act according to your instructions." So the practical application of faith is surrender. This is a quote from Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Sridhar Swami. "Just as the eyes see color and the ear perceives sound, only by faith can we perceive that spiritual world. Only faith can see and feel it. The Supreme Reality cannot be perceived with any other senses. Faith is the real function of the soul, and that is awakened by the agents of Vaikuntha, the saints. By faith, one's association with saints increases, and by this transaction, the culture of reality takes place. Perceiving spiritual reality is the function of the soul." the heart, the human heart, wants to know, why am I here? Why is this universe here? What is the purpose of life? And science cannot answer those questions of why, but faith can. So the necessity of human life is transcendental faith, which is why Krishna says, he says this indirectly in the Gita, he says, for the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Spiritual faith is the animating principle of spiritual life. Doubt suspends spiritual life. Which is why Srila Prabhupada writes, it is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So perhaps someone would like to discuss some of these points. We had that point of discussion. What weakens faith? What strengthens faith? Or anything else anyone would like to discuss?
Since our materialistic world it can threaten our faith, could you say something about how to protect our faith in a faithless world, or a world that has faith basically in scientific materialism?
Well, one very prominent way to protect faith as faith comes by contacting a devotee who has faith, so similarly faith is maintained by contacting devotees who have faith. So in that way, association is vital, and association is certainly available here at the temple and in the homes of the devotees and their places where they congregate. So this is probably the primary way to protect and preserve faith, and also to conscientiously take advantage of Prabhupada's incredible presentation of Krishna consciousness through his books, his tapes, lecture tapes, conversation tapes. To absorb ourselves in these will give us steady diet of faith so that we can resist the very prominent materialistic culture that we're living in. That's all around us. Perhaps you can add?
Hare Krishna. I heard from Brahmananda Prabhu many years ago, and this year he confirmed to me in writing that he heard from Prabhupada that Krishna consciousness is 90% common sense and 10% faith.
Hare Bhava, Mother, thank you for a nice presentation. Could you mention something about detachment in relationship to faith?
Hare Krishna. So as Prabhupada wrote, it was a letter to Brahma Tirtha that was in this Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers, that if we follow this process of Krishna consciousness, then simply by following, gradually we will understand the temporary nature of this world. And as we understand the temporary nature of this world, we will understand that our faith does not belong anywhere within this world. And in that way, we can withdraw from it in terms of detachment and be less and less affected by it. Not that we don't have affection for those that we're surrounded by. Affection is there, but that's quite different from attachment. The attachment is something material, whereas the affection can be in relation to Krishna and Krishna's service. So in that sense, detachment is a natural product of faith and following the process, following the rules and regulations. It's not something that has to be done or should be done artificially. The example is given that if you're hungry and you eat a nutritious, satisfying meal, no one has to tell you. No one has to give you a certificate that now you are full. So in a similar way, if we're actually following the process, detachment will naturally be an outgrowth of that following, a product of following. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna, Vishakha Prabhu. Such a wonderful occasion to you bringing Prabhupada exactly where he is, center of every conversation in this room, quoting by Prabhupada makes it so much more authentic. I do have a little bit of a side comment to make on, if we look at the spiritual history evolution in America, North America, there were many faith-based groups who came, Shaker group in Cleveland Midwest, very, very, at one time in 18th century, 17th century. Again, to call somebody else faith as a faith-based, and it's not knowledge-based, probably is not a wise thing for a devotee to even think in those terms. But I just wanted to mention that staying power of the faith that Prabhu, you talked about, that you quoted Srila Prabhupada again and again, that faith have studied and stayed on course for 6,000+ years. These are historical facts. That Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago. It continues till today. So, basing faith, I think you concluded very nicely by saying that Prabhupada mentions that without intelligence, your faith will not be permanent. You have to understand why you should faith, put your faith in. And I think that Prabhupada did a wonderful job of explaining why we should put our faith in Krishna consciousness and how we can put our faith in Krishna consciousness. And Vishakha Prabhu, you and your good husband are doing wonderful telling us, reminding us how to continue to have firm faith in Krishna consciousness. So I just want to commend you. I just want to appreciate your talk. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Would you be able to say something about what Lilanand who mentioned on the 90% common sense and 10% faith?
I hadn't heard that quote before. Do we have a source? But did he have a source from Prabhupada?
He said he heard directly from Prabhupada. Yes.
Well, Prabhupada's statement in the purport of Bhagavad Gita, it is only by faith one can advance in Krishna consciousness. So perhaps faith is common sense.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So many nice points that you made, Prabhu. I was especially appreciating understanding how sometimes an obstacle to our be the mistakes that occurred in ISKCON. So
I'm sorry, it broke up. Can you say that again?
Sometimes one of the obstacles that may come in the way of our faith are mistakes that have been made.
Oh, okay.
So I'm especially thinking of, say, friends whose faith has seemingly been almost broken, at least in the society, not necessarily in the practices, but one affects the other. So how do we understand? I mean, it was nice to know there's some understanding that this has taken place, but how to cure it?
That we may have seen mistakes made by the devotees who manage the society, and it's always good to have an honest, straightforward discussion about that, to reveal one's mind and confidence, and to hear others reveal their minds and confidence. I think that can be very, offer solace to the heart, that kind of frankness. And then to understand that we are conditioned souls, we are still not free from the modes of goodness and passion and ignorance, so mistakes will be there. But also the quality of forgiveness comes along with faith. So if those mistakes are acknowledged and rectified and forgiveness is there, then faith can remain strong and even stronger under those circumstances. With that kind of honesty, we can restore our trust. There's hope. Is that okay?
In the presentation before the conclusion, before the conclusion, there was a picture of two devotees by a tree. Are you familiar with that picture? Can you
amplify? Yeah, that's in Seva Kunj in Vrindavan. Seva Kunj. Yeah. Again, it was a long time ago. It doesn't look like that today. For those who haven't been, don't expect these scenes to be as they appear in these pictures. Thank you so much for your attention. All glories to His divine grace.